Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. I feel like there are so many weddings right now, and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained. And very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones, like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery, and I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing with Amy and Kat. I'm Amy.
I'm Kat.
Hi.
Are you saying hi to me or hi to them?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like we're working on, let's show people what we do at the end of an episode where we go, yeah. Okay, and that's our podcast for today.
Thank you.
We're working on how we're signing off, but I'm trying to figure out, do we need something that's like an intro? How we like,
yeah, welcome to the show. I'm Amy and I'm Kat.
And welcome. Okay, so.
And welcome to our show.
Here we go. Okay. Happy Tuesday. I'm Amy.
And I'm Kat.
Welcome to The Fifth Thing. Is that it?
That's cute.
Okay, let's try it again. Okay. Y'all are listening to this go down. Okay, so happy Tuesday. I'm Amy.
And I'm Kat.
And welcome to The Fifth Thing. We should say welcome to The Fifth Thing together.
Okay, let's try it again.
Happy Tuesday. Oh, okay.
I just said it like you were saying it to me.
Okay, hold on. Happy Tuesday. I'm Amy.
And I'm Kat.
And welcome to the fifth thing.
That's hard. I can't.
Okay. All right. I'll do that part. Okay. Happy Tuesday. I'm Amy.
And I'm Kat.
And welcome to The Fifth Thing. We always start this episode off with a quote, and today's is going to be read to you by Kat. All right. Dramatic reading.
This is a dramatic quote. This comes from At That Merry Life. I don't know who that is, but it came up as a suggested thing on my Instagram. So here it is. The human back is a travesty. Do you have a job where you're on your feet a lot? Your back hurts now. Do you have a job where you sit a lot? Your back hurts now. Do you exist in a physical capacity? Your back hurts now.
Yeah. End scene. That is a dramatic reading because literally my back hurts right now.
Yeah. When did this happen to me?
It just happens.
I feel like I'm still young and I have lower back pain. I have upper back pain. I have middle of my back pain.
Well, the young has nothing to do with it for me. Like in my early 20s, I sneezed and my back went out. It was agonizing.
But that was the first time that you had back pain?
I had back pain a little bit in high school.
Something happened.
But that,
during that sneeze.
That I was literally probably 23, 24 years old, sneezed. I hadn't joined the Bobby Bone Show yet. I was still working in sales. So I was wearing high heels every day, walking around. And I sneezed and couldn't move straight up. Had to call my mom, pick me up at work. I remember her laying me in the backseat of her car because I couldn't even sit up. And I just laid flat as she drove me. And like getting out of the car was also a little bit comical, but painful. So yeah, I don't know that back pain has to do with age so much, but for sure, when you get older, it just, things just, yeah, sitting, standing, walking, like whatever
breathing.
We're doing. Have you seen that meme on Instagram where it's like a steamroller thing and it's rolling over the person's back?
That's what I need.
Okay. Mary had posted that on the Shop Forward the other day and I called her and I was like, oh, I posted that once because I think I originally saw my friend Sundy post it and she's hilarious with memes. Like she finds the best one and puts them up on her shop account. She has a little boutique in Southern Pines, North Carolina called The Mockingbird. And on that Instagram account, she puts the funniest stuff. And I think she had put that steamroller dude a while ago. So then I posted it and someone DM'd me and they said, like, you know, I'm sure that you think this is funny, but I actually know someone that died that way. So I don't think that this is funny. And I just was like, you know, that is not the point of this meme. Like that's tragic. And it makes me feel really bad. But now you're DMing me, making me feel really bad for something that I don't even need to know to feel bad about. Like wasn't a direct shot at people that have died from a steam
that had nothing
roller
to do with people.
Accident over their body. One of my dad's best friends died falling off a tractor. And I don't know. I just think that if someone were to post some tractor thing that made me think of that, I wouldn't DM and be like, you know,
you can't post
one of my
about
dad's
tractors.
Best friends fell off a tractor and the tractor ran over him. My grandpa, my very own grandpa, who I never knew, was unloading watermelons from his truck because he was a watermelon farmer and it was on a side of a hill and the brake or something released from the truck and the truck rolled over, knocked him over and went over him and he died. Like it's in the Dilley paper, Dilley, Texas. There's a newspaper clipping from 1941 when it happened.
That's insane.
And my dad was only 1 month old.
Mm.
So, you know, anytime I see a watermelon meme, am I like, well, you know,
you can't post that.
My grandpa that I never knew died from unloading watermelons.
Yeah.
So sharing this also too, to say that not everything has to be offensive and not everything has to be commented on in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So like you can literally see that for what it is. And it actually is kind of hilarious because yes, there are days where I want to lay on the ground and I want someone to just put all of their weight on me. Or if a big heavy machine wants to roll over me, that would feel so good because I want nothing more than for my back to pop.
Yeah. Well, and can I just say something? Because I thought that meme was very funny. But this is actually something that I think is becoming a bigger and bigger issue is the offensiveness. And there is a difference in like calling in behavior that is or language or something that actually is offensive or wrong. And there's a difference in that. And then also like protecting yourself when you get triggered from something, because I can't make the world follow the guidelines that I need to never be bothered by something. So I think that maybe that person might need to like not follow you versus you have to change who you are and what you post about. You know what
I mean? Right. Because it did for a second. It did make me think like, oh, should I take that down?
Yeah.
And then I jokingly called Mary once she posted it. Because Mary probably saw it somewhere else and then decided, oh, this is funny. So she put it up on the Shop Forward.
Yeah.
And so I call her right away and I was like, you might want to take that down. Because I got a DM once. And of course she was like, oh, and then we both talked about how, yes, that was so sad for that person.
Yeah.
But also, you don't need to make someone else feel bad when it's a completely innocent meme and it meant no harm towards anybody. And yeah, I hate that they had to go through that. In the spirit of sharing things that I thought were interesting, I pulled this list of life hacks that are so good they can be a part of your daily routine. And I'll just see how many of these you do for yourself, Kat. Okay, I'll do a roll call.
Life hack.
A life hack roll call. Like, did you see my life hack I posted on Instagram a couple of weeks ago about my button on my pants? So I got these black leather pants from Aritzia, and the button is like bright silver and a little off-centered, so it looked weird. You're looking at me weird, like you don't look at my Instagram. Do you not see everything?
Okay, to be honest, I saw you post that. I know what video you're talking about, but I didn't have the volume on when I watched it, so I just thought you were showing off your pants.
Hi, hater. That's not what I was doing at all. And
I probably liked it.
You must be so busy. You don't have time to turn up the volume.
I was so busy. Yeah,
I'm just kidding. Right. I miss just about everything on Instagram these days. And that's just because I'm not on it as much. Mm. And I go through phases, but I feel very behind sometimes because I'm like, I have no idea.
What's the last thing I posted on Instagram?
I have no idea. Mm. Don't ask me that. Okay. That's rude.
Rude. So what's the button hack?
Okay. So the button hack is, I didn't want the silver button to be so silver because what if I wanted to wear gold jewelry? Or again, it was off-centered, so it made me look off-centered. Yeah. So I got black electrical tape and I taped it over the button and then it blended in and it looked like that was it. Then other people left comments. They're like, black nail polish also works. A black Sharpie marker also could do the trick. Another person said, removing that button and sewing on a new button would also be an option. And I was like, I don't know that that's a hack, but that is an option. And I appreciated her sharing that.
That just seems like it would make sense. But yeah.
But that is something you might not think of. And it's like,
also, what's funny is that you were like, I have this life hack and you just put tape over your butt. And then somebody's like, actually, you just switch the button out.
Well, yeah. But that would require, you know, the time.
More effort.
Yeah. The scissors, the skill set. Yeah, although sure. I can sew. I used to have a purse business in college. Fun fact.
You did.
Yeah, we won't go off on that tangent. Okay. But I do know how to sew. And so I could do it. And I had not thought of it, so I was thankful that someone commented that. But if anybody else is in the same situation, there's some options for you. You can change the button, color the button, get rid of the button, put electrical tape over the button, whatever you need to do. So let me share these hacks, and then we'll see where you fall. Okay, Kat? All right, I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. So if shopping sustainably this year is on your list of things to do, well, look no further than Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, On 34th, Elmas, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. All right, it's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Keep your alarm clock or phone across the room out of arm's reach. So that way when your alarm goes off, you have to get up and get out of bed to go get it.
I do not do that.
Do you press the snooze button?
I set multiple alarms.
Okay, but that's the same thing as snooze. Just so you know. That's the same
is
thing.
Is it though?
Yes. Yes, because you're waking up, that alarm's going off, and then you're sleeping again, but, and you're waking up to the next alarm.
I guess maybe, but my thought is like I like to wake up and then say, I put my first alarm earlier than I need to wake up. Because I like to say, oh, I have five more minutes.
Yeah. Okay, this life hack is all about preparation, and it's getting things ready for the next morning the night before. And yeah, I know this isn't like some crazy wild hack, but it is a way to just be prepared. I love that it's on here because I try to do that. It makes me think of Jen Hatmaker, and I know we've talked about this before, but she does these posts on Instagram where she talks about nighttime Jen and morning Jen. And like when she sets her coffee pot up to go off, as nighttime Jen, morning Jen really appreciates that. Mm-hmm. And then when she washes her face and does her whole skincare routine, morning Jen is really thankful that nighttime Jen took care of herself. So I feel that. So I sometimes am like, okay, nighttime Amy, get it together and make your little coffee concoction. I've started adding these mushrooms to my...
Oh, you're a mushroom coffee girl now.
Now. Oh. Mm-hmm. Some adaptogens, mm-hmm. Like 8 different mushrooms. My cousin Amanda got me on it. It's just a way for me to get it in, but I've also really been into iced coffee now that it's warming up a little bit more. And the mushrooms, if it's hot coffee, it melts and I can stir it in. But if it's iced coffee, I have to blend it. So it's much more of a process. So if I go ahead and blend my almond milk the night before with the mushrooms and a little bit of monk fruit powder or whatever, sweetener, then my coffee's way easier to make in the morning. Because I don't have to get out the blender and do the whole thing.
So life hack, blend your mushrooms the night before.
Right. Or that whatever or it is
whatever
for you.
Do whatever it is that you want.
When nighttime me does that for my morning self, I'm so thankful.
Yeah. And it sets your whole day up.
Yes. And it's not that much time, but it makes such a big difference. Because there's been mornings where I haven't had it done. My nighttime me didn't take care of me at night for the morning. And I'm irritated. So that is a little bit of a hack, is talk to yourself in that way. Picture yourself the next morning being so thankful that your nighttime self took care of you. Make, don't put it down, put it away, your mantra. And I want to teach that hack to my kids. Don't put it down, put it away. Because I'll give them laundry and they'll go put it at the bottom of the stairs. And they put it down. I mean, but
yeah,
honestly,
I'm also your kids. I would do the same.
I do that too. But isn't that such a cute mantra?
Yeah.
Don't put it down, put it away. Down. And I think of that when even I'm taking my laundry to my closet, I can kind of like lay it on the floor or put it on my bathroom counter and I'll be like, ugh, I'll do it later. But what if my little hack mantra is don't put it down, put it away. Don't put it down, put it away. Don't put it down, put it away. You know, like Can you see that happening? Yeah. Do you just see yourself putting more things away?
If I can create it into a song like that and it becomes catchy and it plays in a loop in my head, I can see this working for me. However, I am the queen of throwing everything on the floor.
Don't throw it on the floor. Put it through the door. I don't know. I tried.
Work on that.
Okay, the next one is a hack that my dad would do. And I try to channel him anytime that I'm cooking. When you're cooking, clean as you go. I mean, I feel like there's two types of people. Those that clean as you go and then those that don't. But here's the thing. Just do it. Tell yourself, clean as you go. Don't put it down. Clean as you go. Yay, yay, yay. Another hack here that's listed is start your day with a full glass of water. And I gotta say, I've been upping my water intake right when I wake up and it's helping my brain. And I'm looking at it as that. I'm not like, oh, I gotta get my water in. I'm like, oh, my water needs brain. Maybe right now my brain needs water.
Well, it's because your water is full and you
I know. I'm sitting here with my water on the table and I need to drink it. Okay.
Also, I think people need to know what you drink your water out of. Oh, you always are drinking out of this every time I see you.
A measuring cup. It's because it has a handle. Also, I do measure it, but I don't put pressure on myself to drink a certain amount all the time. I mean, I have goals, but if I don't reach it, it's not the end of the world. No pressure, no shame. I'm in full recovery with water consumption because I used to be such a stickler and it would cause stress.
Yeah.
But I've let that go.
Mm-hmm.
New me. But I like the thinness of the rim on the plastic measuring cup. I like the handle and I know, oh, wow, okay, this is 8 ounces. And I can drink 8 ounces. That's a good amount for me to throw back. And then I fill it up and then I throw it back again occasionally. However, when I'm waking up, it is a hack to get your day started on the right foot with water. If you just have your cup of water ready to go, nighttime you can put your water out so that morning you can chug the water right when you wake up and you're ahead of the game and your brain gets the water. Your body, it starts everything going and it's just not that difficult of a thing as long as you're prepared. Because sometimes think about it, you might wake up, get going, then you have coffee, then this and all these things happen and you haven't had any water. And your brain is wondering, why are you not giving me water? Picture a plant that hasn't had water and it's all sad looking. And then sometimes you give it water and you see it like a flower petal blooming. And then it's like, wow, that is a visual. We just can't see that. We can't see our brain blooming. You just have to.
Looking at you, you're so passionate.
Because it's so true. Yeah. But I will say, sometimes I just do 8 ounces in the morning. But the past few days, I've been doing more like 20 something ounces in the morning. Not all at the same time. But in my getting ready period, I just keep filling up my cup and throwing it back. And by the time I get to work, I'm like a little bit more on. Mm. Because my brain, I'm a plant coming alive. Okay, and then another one is if you have kids, complete your nighttime routine at the same time you're making sure that they do theirs, especially if you have trouble sticking to it yourself. And so I think of my sister when I think of that one. She's got 4 kids, and I can't tell you how many nights she would go to bed without putting on her pajamas, without washing her face. She'd fall asleep reading with them. But at some point, you know, your kids, they've got to brush their teeth and get ready for bed. And so can you also maybe take that same pocket of time to take care of yourself and do what you need to do? So that way, if you do fall asleep reading with them or you are exhausted at the end of the night once they're in bed, and I'm not just talking to the women here, the guys too, because guys, you should be washing your face and moisturizing and doing whatever you need to do at nighttime to take care of you. And then can you go to bed? That's another like just nighttime you taking care of mm-hmm. other time you. But yeah, with kids, it just can get really, really, really.
That sounds hard.
Tiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and your boyfriend, y'all have that to look forward to once y'all have children.
My God.
Now is he going to break up with you?
Maybe. He's like, okay, well, now we're getting married. We have kids.
Yeah. How many? Right. How many kids do you want?
I don't want a lot.
Well, okay, define a lot. Like
when I was younger, I always was like, I want to have 4 kids like my mom and dad, but that sounds miserable. And I would like no more than two.
No more than two. I see. I was a product of a household of two. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, I like my sister. I do have an older half brother and an older half sister, but they didn't like live with us.
Yeah.
So my brother, just different.
Thinking of having a kid right now also is not like exciting to me right at this moment in my life.
Do you like babies?
Yeah. And I like, do you hate children? No, I like, obviously I love kids and I do want them, but like
your niece is like your favorite person in the world.
My favorite person. Although she is upset with me.
Why?
Because I have a boyfriend. She kicked me out of the band that we created. And there's two of them. They've kicked me out of the band. The younger one said she'll still be my best friend, but you can't have a boyfriend if you're in the band. And she made sure to let me know that he is not invited to her birthday party.
This sounds like a show on Disney Plus.
Well, maybe it will be. I have a recording of them finding out and them being really upset. I'll show it to you later.
Have they met him yet?
So they're going to meet him in about a week. And I'm really nervous about it. Not about him meeting my family, but I think they're going to be very upset. And I think they might be mean to me.
Oh.
To me. They'll probably be nice to him or shy. But to me, they'll be mean. They'll be like mad at me. And they're like my best friends.
And how old are they?
5 and 7. So maybe this is a sign that I need older friends. They're on my board of directors.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that, the board of directors, because you knew that we were going to talk about this. And if you're wondering, okay, what in the world is board of directors? There's this CEO, her name is Lisa Skeet Tatum, and she came out with a list of the people you need to have in your corner. So there's people that believe you should have a network of people, like your own personal board of directors that you use on a regular. And I don't know that you would maybe publicly refer to these people as this group, or maybe you do.
Like a therapist or a business coach.
Well, I'll tell you who they're important. Okay. There's apparently 5 that you need. She said that she has a dream team, her personal board of directors, and everyone needs 5 people in order to succeed. So I'm going to see how many of these you have in your little personal boardroom.
Okay.
A mentor.
Well, so I guess I have a mentor, but I don't know that she knows that she's my mentor.
Oh, I love those kinds. I feel like I've referred to several people as my mentor. Like I have
somebody I look up to in my field.
Mm-hmm. Or I have mentors in different areas. Like we were adopting the kids. I had an adoption mentor, Tracy Hamilton. Her and her husband, Scott, they had adopted 2 kids from Haiti before me, and I could call and I could talk to her about things. Jamie Ivy was very similar. She's based out of Austin, also has adopted a few kids. And so I would lean into them. I felt like they had gone before me, so they were my adoption mentors.
Yeah.
And then I guess when it comes to work, I also have mentors in that space too. So mentor, that's okay, number one on
that.
The list.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is a sponsor. And when I see that, I immediately think of like AA. Or Al-Anon. You can have a sponsor in those 2 programs, but it's really a person that you can have that's already got a seat at your table, but they help talk with you about your strengths and your abilities. So in a way, maybe it's just someone you can connect and talk with, but it's not a mentor, but more of like a peer level.
Is it just like a friend that is honest with you?
It's someone who can...
They have to know they're
the
sponsor?
They have to be experienced. I think this is like career-based, so that one sounds a little
complicated.
Seems
as though I'm not on the road to success.
I know.
I don't have a sponsor.
I might get rid of that one. A connector. She says that this is someone who knows everybody and is able to pick up the phone on your behalf. Connectors use their network of relationships and resources to help get you in touch with the right people.
I feel like I have that in different areas.
I have a perfect example of you being a connector for me. Mm-hmm. Like there was something we're doing with Outway, our podcast that's dedicated to disordered eating and eating disorders in that gray area. And we're pivoting a little bit with that. And I reached out to you. And then like 10 minutes later, you sent me an email with like 20 different contacts and links and emails and phone numbers. And I was like, whoa, hey, look at you.
No, your amazing response actually was like, how do you have all the time to do this? I'm just so busy.
Yeah, because I was joking. I was being sarcastic. If you've listened to Kat and I talk about that before, we joke about how since Kat gets annoyed if people ever say that they're so busy, I like to tell her that I'm busy all the time.
Every chance she gets.
Yes, every chance I get. So a connector. A connector is important.
Also,
a point person. This person has all the answers and can serve as your personal search engine. Since we don't have time to learn everything we need to know, your point expert can help by sharing their expertise and knowledge with you. I have a point person at work. You're probably people's point person.
I think I'm the point person.
You run your own practice. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a point person for other areas of my life, I guess. Like running a business, I have like a business consultant.
Yeah.
Would that be my point person?
I think so.
Okay. I just feel like this, I'm not checking off the box.
Well, that's not the intent of sharing this at all. If anybody listening right now, you feel like you don't have any of these people, you're not failing. I just thought this was interesting to take into consideration. And then maybe you can see if you could find some of these people to be in your life and if it might be a benefit to you. And then lastly, a close friend. This should be someone you're comfortable being honest about your feelings with without worrying about being judged, and someone you can trust to stand by you and help you through the tough times as well as celebrate your wins. And all of this is from CNBC. And I hope that everyone can find a close friend, or maybe that might even be a partner.
Yeah. Or I got the last one. I got a friend.
Kat has a new boyfriend too. I'm going to bring that up every episode until y'all break up.
Or oh my God.
I wasn't finished.
Okay.
Or get married and then I'll start calling him your husband.
Okay.
You hear that? You hear that, boyfriend? In case he's listening, because I know you listen to everything Kat does. And then that's what makes him break up with you. He's like, okay.
It's getting a little crazy over here.
A little creepy.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to leave you all with have the day you need to have.
Amen.
It's my favorite quote from Kat Defata. At kat.defata on Instagram, DEFATTA. I got that right.
Yeah, good job. Mm-hmm. Proud of you.
Mm-hmm. And you can find me on Instagram, Radio Amy is my handle. And then Kat's podcast is You Need Therapy, and it's really good, I must say. I'm very proud of you and all the work that you put into that.
Thank you.
And I hear from people all the time how much they're enjoying your content, your interviews, your couch talks. Mm-hmm. So you do 2 episodes a week.
Mm-hmm. Two a week.
And she's a full-time therapist. But make no mistake, You Need Therapy is not a replacement for therapy. And I love your little disclaimer at the front of each episode where you're like, hey, while I'm a therapist, this is just something to, you know, that it might lead to therapy. It's not a replacement for therapy, or maybe it could be like in addition to your therapy. So just keep that in mind. And then I also just want to encourage y'all to check out Lisa Haim's podcast. She's another friend of ours. It's called The Truthiest Life. And she just is truly one of a kind. Mm-hmm. I adore Lisa so, so much. And then lastly, if you are shopping for Mother's Day, make sure you keep Espoir in mind. shopespoir.com is the link. And we have so many amazing things up there that are benefiting maternity centers in rural parts of Haiti through Project Metashare. So if you're looking for a gift for the mom in your life that gives back and has meaning and is thoughtful, seriously, look no further than some of the items. I mean, if you've never even taken the time to go look, like I would just encourage you, take time, type it into your browser, shopespoir.com. We have cute, cool mom things like on tie-dye, oversized pullovers, cool mom embroidery on the neckline, which is actually in my handwriting. It's very adorable, if I do say so myself, not because it's my handwriting, but the way it worked out. Like, it didn't even have to be my handwriting. It could be Kat's handwriting and it would still be.
You would not want my handwriting.
But it could be, it would be adorable. Kat looked at me when I said that. She's like, okay, full of yourself much. And I'm like, no, that's not what I meant. But we also have star necklaces and customized Four Things totes and customized gray pullovers. So those are ways where you can really make a gift thoughtful and exclusive to that mom in your life. And it shows like, hey, this was made just for you. And best part is it'll come with a little card in the package that you can put when you wrap it up that'll explain how it supported these expectant moms and new moms and babies in Haiti through Project Metashare and the literal life-saving work that they are doing there for these families. So otherwise, like there's some of the maternity centers there, otherwise these moms would not have care. So I think that the moms in your life will appreciate the thought you put into the gift. So, okay, I concluded my little spiel there. Obviously, Haiti's something that's always going to be near and dear to my heart because that's where my kids are from. And I think of my kids' moms being pregnant in Haiti. And like my son's mom, he was born in 2010 in August. Like she was pregnant when the big Haiti earthquake happened. Mm. With him, newly pregnant, but still, like I have no idea her circumstances. I just imagine they weren't easy. Otherwise, he wouldn't have ended up at the orphanage. But I just think of them and the type of care they got while they were pregnant. And I have no idea what it was like for them. And if they felt support, if they were able to go to doctor's appointments, what was the birth like? These are all questions I have. But what I love about these moms in Haiti that are near Project MediShare's maternity centers is I know they are taken care of. And I know that they make it to appointments because they're given rides. That's what we helped fund last year through Mother's Day was ambulances for Project MediShare and getting these moms to the hospital if they need to and getting out to the moms wherever they are if they need to work on them there. So anyway, okay, now I'm going to truly step down from my Espoir Haiti soapbox situation. But Kat, hope you have a great rest of your day. Again, the day you need to have, the week you need to have, the month you need to have, the year you need to have. We can keep going. The decade you need to have. What would be next?
The lifetime?
The quarter of the millennium you need to have.
What?
The century you need to have.
What is a millennium?
I don't know. How many years is that? Like 1,000?
A millennium?
A century is 100.
Is it a million?
Is it a million? Wow.
I don't know. This.
Nobody's living okay. That long. So, okay, have the lifetime you need to have. You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, that's going to be our show for the day. Thank you. Did we do it?
No.
Okay. All right. That's our show for today. That's our show for today. Thank you. That was good.
Yeah.
Good enough. Okay. Bye. Ah, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.